All right, today we pray for prisons and the prisoners and the staff that works with them. That would include jails, prisons, detention centers, penitentiaries, the officers, guards, the corrections administration, juvenile halls, halfway houses, and anything that has to do with juveniles and parolees. In our county, there are 29 jails and prisons. The Sheriff's Department is responsible to house, feed, provide health maintenance, provision of vocational programs for over 100,000 inmates. We have seen an increase of jails, and we've also seen an increase of prisoners. There are four main adult jail facilities which house inmates during their process. One is in, I'll share with you in a moment where they're at. And they also have three juvenile halls that house almost 1,000 teenagers, and there are group homes throughout. There was a recent article that said released sex offenders were three times as likely as other released prisoners to be rearrested. So we are going to be praying for them as well. The correctional facilities, there's the West Valley Detention Center. It holds 3,400 and has 50 to 60,000 bookings a year. So you're catching on. This is pretty big. They also have the 600 people work there. So not only are we looking at staff that work with the prisoners as guards and that, but then you have maintenance crews, medical professionals, the people who cook, support group. So we need to pray for them as well. Then we also have the High Desert Detention Center. It is a type 2 facility and it provides housing for 2,100 inmates and 200 people work there. There's a central detention center that houses 200 federal inmates and 600 county ones and processes 20,000 every year. Then there's the Glen Helen Rehab Center, which is what it is. The federal prison that we have in our counties in Victorville, and it has it in four stages. It's called the United States Penitentiary Victorville, and it's considered extremely unsafe by prisoners, and it's dubbed Victimville. Those that are LGBTQ or sex offenders have a high level of, they're extremely unsafe for them and they're not able to go out by themselves. There's a high level of violence and it's considered a high security prison. Then there is the Victorville at medium one, and then there's also the medium security, and that does 1,107 male inmates. And then there's the medium 2-1, that has in the same area, so it's like this big complex, and they have 1,200 male inmates. Then there is a Victorville camp, which houses 210 female inmates, and it is one of the most sought after women's federal prisons in California. Oh, Father God. So we pray for these prisoners, and first of all, we pray that they would find Jesus. We pray for prison ministries to grow and people in the area, especially in Victorville, that there would be many churches that would work with these prisoners and get them to a point where they can be citizens and at some point be able to minister to the people that are coming out. It is understood that many who get out have a hard time readjusting and assimilating back into society depending on how long they've been there. And so I pray, Father, that they will find a way to help these people hear the gospel, and that the gospel would transform and they would disciple them out of these situations and find them jobs that make them feel like they are important. Teach them how to handle their finances. Teach them how to be good parents and to feel good about themselves, to be able to rent a place and find themselves doing good things and helping others. We pray, Father, for those that are in the prison. We pray for Christian guards and staff and support from the culinary to the maintenance to whatever. We pray, God, too, for our state and county to find better ways of reforming them. For those that have committed stealing, do like the Bible, and they have to pay it off, that they would work while they're there and pay off their crime and be done. And we pray, God, for those that have been hurt others, that they would have to watch. They do some therapy movies of making them watch people who have been hurt and what it feels like from their perspective, and identifying whether or not they have any remorse at all, and working with those that do. And we pray, God, that you would tug at the hearts of these prisoners and that you would bring healing from the things that may have happened to them that caused them to get into it in the first place. Many of them don't have dads. Many of them have parents who really didn't care much for them. So God, we pray that you would bring some healing to the family members. We pray that, you would give them an extended family and it wouldn't be gangs, that they would see that that doesn't work and that there is no hope in that and it's just death. We pray for the staff and the guards. We know how it can, there's a big high burnout level because it's so hard to work with hardness over and over again. But I've also met people who had a good sense of humor and they were able to find ways to balance that. So we pray for creative ways for even the staff to find things to do that would balance that out so that they could get some time with their family and friends and doing things just to get it off their chest and deal with the emotions of what they encountered. There is, at the Victorville prison, there have been stabbings, they've had riots, they've had to lock it down. There is a high level of violence there. So we pray, God, for that. And the number of females to males, it's stark. I mean, it's like a very small percentage of females go to jail, and then a very high percentage go to jail that are males. So we pray, Father, that the number of the males going to prison will decrease and more dads will get involved with their lives and show them there's a better way than taking things and hurting people. We pray for healing. We pray for revival. Wouldn't that be awesome? Revival in the prisons, in the correction facilities, in the detention facilities. You can do it, Lord. We know it because you're awesome and you came to set the prisoner free and release those who are captive from the things that are binding them that the enemy has done. In Jesus' name.